A very common question that gets asked is a person makes an appointment with a dentist, needs to have a checkup, a cavity filled, whatever it may be, makes the appointment a few weeks in advance, and then the day of the appointment, they get a phone call, a long-lost friend is in town for the day and says, let's get together, let's do lunch. Problem is, you have the dental appointment at 1 o'clock, and there's a conflict. You can't do both. So people are very often pretty quick. They call up the dentist. They say, we're very sorry, something came up. They cancel the appointment. And the question is, alpi halacha, do you have the right to cancel the appointment? And do you have any liability to the dentist, to the professional, in the event that you do cancel? Now, this particular case, we're discussing a dentist, but clearly that makes no difference. And the question is, by any employer, you hire anyone to do a service, you call a mortgage broker, you ask the intend to use their services, any professional, any worker, when do you have the right to back out of an employment agreement and when not? Now, normally, in most situations, if you make a verbal commitment to someone, it's not technically binding in halacha. Doesn't mean the right thing to do is to back out. There's a concept of mechusar amana. It's very often usur. You're doing something wrong if you renege on the commitment. But as a matter of chosh mishpat, it's usually not actionable in Beis Din. If a party does back out of a commitment, then there's nothing we can do about it. If he asks the shayla, he would be told, go ahead, honor your commitment, don't back out. But if he chooses not to, we can't enforce it. There's no contract, there's no kinyan, there's nothing that he did that binds, that makes it actionable in Beis Din. Now again, there is a concept of mechusar amana, there is an iser of backing out, that'll be the subject of another shir, but our discussion is whether it's actionable, whether there's any actual financial liability. It would seem then, when you hired the dentist, you made the appointment, there's no contract, there's no kinyan, you picked up the phone, you told them, I will arrive, I'm going to be at your office Monday at 1 o'clock. It's a verbal commitment to hire a person, and it would seem, while it's mechusar amana, well, depending on the situation, there shouldn't be any actual liability. However, there are two important exceptions to this rule. The first is that although if I tell someone I'm going to give him a present, I tell him I'm going to buy an item, I'm going to sell an item, if I back out, while I may be a mechusar amana, there's no financial liability. When you're dealing with a worker, this applies only before he began with the job. You call a painter and say, come to my house next week, paint my house. So if the next day you change your mind and you call him back, it may be mechusar amana, there may be tarumos, but he has no real claim against you. However, what happens if the painter shows up at your house? He comes, and either he actually starts painting, he does one room, or simply by showing up. He got up early that morning, he went to the store, he bought the paint, he came to your house. There the halacha is, once he's hiskul b'malacha, once he actually began the job, and either he actually started, or he started the vital preparations, there already there's a kinyan. And there already the halacha is, the employer cannot simply change his mind and say, that's it, I changed my mind, you painted one room, I'll pay you, go home. You can't do that. Once he began, you're locked in, you can't fire him. Now, in the case of the dentist, if you happen to have been sitting in the chair and he filled one cavity, and then you'd suddenly decide that you remember, to leave, you wouldn't be able to back out. That's normally not the case. Normally you're backing out that morning before the dentist actually started. So this particular exception will not play a role. However, there's another very important rule. And that is that although a verbal commitment is nothing more than that, it's a verbal promise, and while you should honor it, we can't force you to. That's true only when you, the promise, the commitment, did not cause any other part of your loss. You call a dentist, you make an appointment, and 5 minutes later you cancel, you'd be allowed to do that. However, what happens? You made this appointment a month ago. Why did you make the appointment a month ago? Because this dentist is a very popular dentist, and there's a tremendous demand. Had you not made an appointment, this slot would have been filled. Now that you're calling 2 hours before the appointment, it's too late. The dentist is not going to find anyone. And for that half hour, they're going to just sit around, and there's going to be lost income. In that case, where you've caused a loss, where he's held the slot for you, and because of that, he's now going to lose a customer, lose the time, there the halacha is, you're going to be responsible, you're going to have to pay the dentist for his lost income. You may be able to subtract a bit, a dentist probably would, instead of whatever he charged, whatever he earns in a half hour, if you tell him that he can take a longer lunch break, he would probably reduce, in most cases, you'd rather get paid, let's say, $75 to relax and talk on the phone or take a walk than to get paid $100 to actually work. So you will be able to reduce the payment somewhat, but if you've caused a loss, if you made the appointment at a time where he could have filled it and now he can't, there you're going to have liability and you're going to have to pay. Now what will come out is a very interesting situation. If the dentist is not a popular dentist, and even the day that when you call to cancel, they tell you there are 3 other open slots, then you haven't caused any loss because he still has slots today. That means he didn't turn anybody down. And in that case, even if you're canceling that day or just a few minutes before, again, you may be mechusar amana, but you haven't caused a loss. There wouldn't be any financial liability. However, and the opposite case is true as well. If he's so popular that there's a waiting list and all he has to do is the secretary will pick up the phone and call the next person online, you haven't caused a loss in that case either. He's going to fill the slot. And also, this halacha won't apply. However, if they hold a slot and now, because you're backing out at the last moment, he will not be able to fill the slot, find a replacement, in that case, you'll have a financial liability and you'll be responsible to pay the dentist for the amount that he lost. Now, although this is true as a matter of halacha, when I give this shiurim, I try to make it very clear that I'm speaking to the patients. If you're hiring a worker, if you're a patient, you have to be aware of this halacha, and before you cancel, you have to realize you're causing someone a loss, you're causing someone damage. Al pi halacha, you may very well likely be liable to pay. For the dentists in the audience, I wouldn't recommend you try to enforce this agreement. At the end of the day, you need to be in business. At the end of the day, you need to act in a way that people will respect your practices, they'll want to come back. And you probably make many enemies if you try to really enforce this halacha. So this is true that al pi choshen mishpat, al pi halacha, you have a technical claim. And if you're a patient, you have to be aware of this, and you can't do anything that will violate, that will create a liability. But if you are a dentist, if you are a professional, certainly is usually not good business advice to stand on the letter of the law and try to collect and try to force someone to actually make these payments. Now, just to end off with a question, which I'll leave everyone with, it's very much a judgment call. You need to get to an appointment. So you call a car service. You say, 2:00, be at my house. They say, no problem. You go downstairs at 2:00. Nobody's there. 2:01, 2:02, 2:03. 2:50. No one's here yet. Suddenly, you see a yellow taxi drive by. So, you want to hail the taxi and jump in. Forget about the car service. Do you have the right to do that? Now, it'll depend. If the car service has reneged, has breached their commitment, they said they're going to be there 2:00. It's 2:05. They've reached their agreement. So once they've reached their agreement, you don't have any responsibility to them. However, is coming 5 minutes late really a breach of an agreement? When you call a taxi, is the minhag, is the custom they're there on the dot in that minute? If that's the case, once they've reached it, do what you want. However, if the norm is as a 5 or 10 minute leeway, and you're still within that leeway, by you hopping into a taxi, you're going to cause the car service a loss. They dispatched a car to you, especially for your neighborhood. He may even be on his way. He started doing the job. And you're backing out. As a matter of halacha, if you leave too early, if you just jump into the taxi 2 minutes after two, in all likelihood, you'd be responsible to pay the car service you for the service that they did, for the, either the lost revenue, or if they started, they actually came, you'd be responsible to pay them perhaps the full amount. So we need to be very careful that if you hire a worker, you asked him to come, and you choose to go elsewhere, you very often will have liability. Again, if the car service is the one that's guilty of breaching the agreement, he's 20 minutes late, clearly there's no question, clearly you can go ahead and do whatever you need to do. But if he's within the norm, he's just a couple of moments late, and that's typical, then al pi halacha, he probably would have a very strong claim against you. Now, one last point is that this entire discussion is when on your own you decided that to cancel the appointment. You want to get together with a friend, whatever your excuse was. If there's an oinus, if something out of your control happens, that will be governed by a different set of halachas, which will be a discussion of another shir. Thank you.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.